Hi, Duchess. Today is the 20th of June, 1970. It's Saturday, and it's 1 week since I last made a tape to you. And as usual, I'm making the tape with limited time. Honestly, I just cannot imagine what happens to time. I can look back for years, and it has always been the same. Never any time. Always a rush process. And today, it's no different. Oh, it's been a good week, Duchess. It really has. The time goes very quickly here. There's so much to do. And I have had, I had this afternoon off, but an hour or two, I've been reading a book. And so I forgot completely that I had agreed to join some people at work. Vera for one, Jean Walton for another, Lee Taylor, who is the secretary down the hall. She has been bugging me for 2 or 3 weeks now to join her at a party. She has a group of musicians. I think they play country and western music. I don't know, really. But she seems to think that this captain is very interested in me coming to hear them play. And I've told her several times I'm busy, I'm not interested, this kind of thing. So she asked me again. She said they would like me to come and listen to them play. So I agreed to go this evening, and I forgot all about it until just a little while ago. And it dawned on me that I wanted to make a tape to you, and that I wouldn't be here later this evening. And so it's my own fault. But, for me, I just soon stay home and mind my own business. Most of the women that are over here, and particularly at Longbourn, Duchess, because as you know, as I have mentioned before, when you're out in the field, very often there's just one or two or three females on post. Here at Longbourn, there are, 100 or so women. They work in various jobs. Most of them are clerk typists or secretaries, something of this nature. And they just cannot seem to enjoy an evening by themselves. They're always very happy to be going to this party and that party. I get awfully sick of them. But it's very hard to avoid, especially when you work with them or you see them day in and day out. Of course, we just have our people in special services in our building, women. And then, as I say, Lee Taylor is a secretary. She works for Colonel Maiello, who is my boss. So anyway, we're off to another little party tonight. And last night there was another little party. It was for two of the men who work in the casualty department, which is just down the hall from us. And the one was a very good friend, and so Hal Okita, a very, very nice person, and I wanted to attend. So I went for about an hour and a half, I guess, and I came home. But it kind of blows the evening, you know? Anyhow, so that has taken care of tonight and last night. this week, goodness, I talked to you on Saturday. I can't imagine what happened on Saturday and Sunday. Right now, nothing is coming to me. I don't think I did an awful lot last weekend. However, I can't remember, Dutch. I can't think. But during the week, I can't remember about Monday either. I do remember about Tuesday. Something happened on Monday also. But on Tuesday, Jane and myself and Vera and Charmaine, we all went up to Anquet, which is about, it's about the middle of the country and right about the middle of the borders, you know, between the ocean, the China Sea, I guess it is, on the right, and between Cambodia, right about the middle of Vietnam. on K. We opened a club up there. We relocated the club, actually. We had two clubs at Pleiku to the left of Onkay. This, I'm giving you all these good directions in case you're following it on the map. Anyway, this was a new opening for Onkay, and so we attended. It was very nice. We get VIP treatment when we go out like this, Duchess, to these openings. We are the USAV staff of service clubs, and it's very flattering, really. We go in our uniform, of course. We go everywhere in our uniform. We're never without our uniforms on. And they will have anywhere from 100 or two to several hundred people attend the opening. And of course, they're just whatever girls from our clubs go. There may be 10 girls, there may be 25 service club girls. And then the last two or three openings, they have a little ceremony, cutting of the ribbon, and usually there's a general, or sometimes there are several generals who attend, and they always get up and mention by name the USAV staff, and then we have to stand up sort of to be recognized. And it's very flattering. We're the bosses, you know. I never feel like a boss unless I go out in the field to one of these things, and then all of a sudden you feel important, or you're supposed to anyway. So we flew up on a U-21, which is the only way to go. Those are considered the deluxe flights over here. They only hold 8 passengers, double engine. Very nice. And then from Onkay, let's see, we stopped at Quinyon, and Vera got off. No, let's see, Vera stayed on the plane. We got off the plane. We all got off. And we stayed at Quinyon for 2 nights. We were attending the wedding, Duchess. Debbie Alexander, the little gal who's down at Canto right now, got married. She has been up at Quinyon for, I don't know, 8 months or something like that. And it was quite an event. It was our first wedding ceremony in country for special services. And it really was something to behold. She had an alzai made in white. An alzai is the local dress, or I should say the dress of the local nationals, of the Vietnamese women. It consists of a pair of slacks and then the long dress with slits up to the hips. And she looked lovely. I had seen it about a week prior to that when I was down at Canto. Debbie was afraid that she wouldn't have any flowers. She was afraid she wouldn't have anything, but she just about had everything, Duchess. She had a lovely bouquet. I'm not sure who got the flowers, but they got them from someplace. She had a lovely cake that was made in Pleiku, and they sent a plane to pick up the cake. They had a special baker make it. She had a maid of honor. Sheila was her maid of honor. She had on a yellow dress. Her husband, the best man, and the colonel gave her away. Those three men were dressed in khaki uniforms. You never see khaki uniforms over here. Everybody wears green fatigues morning, noon, and night to all functions, be they formal, social, or anything else. This is probably every place in the country except maybe Saigon. And so, all in all, it was a beautiful wedding. And the men of the compound went around tying white bows. We had folding chairs in the chapel, and neither one of them are Catholic, but their best friend is a Catholic priest, and so he married them in the only chapel they have. And as I said, the Colonel Langston of the 8th Transportation Battalion was a nervous wreck. He was sick 2 days before. I don't know if it was the wedding that made him sick, but he was just as nervous as he could be. He felt like and acted the role of the real father. He really just treated this like his own wedding and gave the bride away. And Jane somewhat acted as the mother. She didn't quite fill the bill and everything, but it went well. And there were 10 females there, counting Debbie. There were 10 of us. And we were very pleased about that because we didn't think the 10 of us could go. We were afraid there wasn't room for us to sleep, but we managed. We managed very nicely. And so, I don't think we missed anything at the wedding. They didn't have a guest book, but they had an old ledger book that everybody signed, and that served the purpose. They had, Debbie had made a garter, as she had made her headpiece, and just about everything had to be made. The only thing she had made by people in the village was the dress, because that's what they wear, and she figured at least they could make that. They would probably have a lot of problems making a Western-style dress. And so she got married in a white alzine. She had been married the day before by the Vietnamese civilian marriage, and this is what is recognized by our government as the legal marriage, really. And she got married down in the village, which is off limits, plus the MPs came to arrest them because they're not supposed to be down there, plus there were several dogs around, and somebody who was writing something, Debbie didn't understand a word of it, and then she did bring an interpreter. So her real marriage was really a funny incident. Debbie said it was so much confusion with the dogs barking and the MPs trying to find out what they're doing in the village, and of course they were there to get married, and it was quite an experience. And Debbie had on her old uniform, which she had made culottes out of, the same material. She had on her sneakers, which are full of holes, and this was her wedding dress on the first day, that is. And then, of course, the next day she had this lovely ceremony in the chapel. And so it's quite a story to tell her children, to tell her family. Quite a wedding. Yours truly, can you believe this, caught the bouquet. I don't believe I did that either, Duchess. I really had no choice. There were about, well, I guess all 10 of us, 9 girls, stood in line. That's all the women there were. And, of course, none of the women here are married. None of our girls are married. And we didn't stand in a group. We stood like, more or less like a semicircle. And Debbie threw the bouquet right to me. I had only to hold it with my hand. I mean, it just fell right into my stomach chunk. And so I caught the bouquet. I didn't even bring it back because it would have died in this heat. I left it in the refrigerator up there. So I thought that was kind of nice. I'd come to Vietnam and catch a bouquet at a wedding. You never know what's going to happen to you from one day to the next. So I thought that was kind of exciting. And I'm trying to think of what else. The colonel had invited a couple of outside people. There was a general who was supposed to come. He did not make it. But there were several other colonels, mostly the men from that post. And the colonel was jumping around making sure everybody had champagne. They had bottles and bottles of champagne all evening. And well, as I say, it worked out very nicely. The little officers club, they have a very, very tiny little officers club. And Debbie had invited a lot of enlisted men, which normally are not allowed in the officers club, but this was a special occasion, and so they all came. Oh, dear. And she was so nervous, Duchess. Oh, was she ever nervous. It really was funny. And prior to the wedding ceremonies, we had a little cookout for supper, and that was kind of nice. It wasn't big, and it wasn't fancy, but a lot of people had worked very hard to put together what I think was a very lovely wedding. And I think Debbie and Steve were very pleased, because I didn't think they thought they were going to have things quite as nice as they did. Little details had not been forgotten. And I think this is what made it. So it certainly is a memory for them, but I'm sure it'll be a memory for all of us. And so it's nice to share these things. And I think this is what makes Vietnam so challenging, so exciting. It was pleasant, to say the least. Very, very pleasant. Well, this tape's almost finished on this side, and all I've told you about is the wedding. I have to fill in a few more details on that trip. We did get to goof off for a few hours, which is a very rare thing. And I certainly was welcomed by myself and Charmaine. The area by Quinyon is just lovely, Duchess. In fact, the entire coastal line of South Vietnam is absolutely beautiful. In years to come, some clever entrepreneur will make fortunes on this coastline. It is just beautiful ports, bays, natural harbors, white sand, and big trees, banana trees, pine trees. Very, very pretty. Turn over.